Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. Ireland's six Eurovision contenders have been shortlisted today. Among them, former Sex Pistols frontman Johnny Lydon, known in his punk days as Johnny Rotten. This year's competition takes place in Liverpool, which is hosting the contest on behalf of last year's winner, Ukraine. We'll be talking to our own Eurovision presenter, Marty Whelan, in just a moment. But first, let's listen to Johnny Lydon's band, Public Image Limited, and their entry, Hawaii. Johnny Lydon and Public Image Limited with their entry on this year's Irish Eurovision shortlist, Hawaii. Well, as I say, Marty Whelan is on the line. Marty, thanks for taking our call.
Our call
this lunchtime. Good to talk to you. Perhaps people who are more familiar with the Johnny Rotten era might be surprised at the sound of that. And in fact, it's quite a touching tribute, isn't it, to his wife?
It is. His wife, Nora, who battling Alzheimer's. Hi, Brian. It is, like, you and I would remember Johnny Rotten and the Sex Pistols and all of that. This is completely different. But it's a beautiful song. Hawaii is a place that they spent some very happy times. And that's why he's called it Hawaii and why he's reminiscing about good times with his wife. Mm. We'll be six contenders, but Johnny's going to take a lot of beating when it comes to press coverage, obviously.
Absolutely. But
while youth are in there as well, which is terrific, which goes to show that the relevance of the Eurovision and the fact that, you know, we have really good acts who are putting themselves forward and saying, let's see what we can do here. Yeah. And of course, Johnny has an English passport, rather an Irish passport, because his folks are Irish. So he'll be flying all sorts of flags if he does the business for us.
Yeah, and in terms of the range of the songs, people will be hearing them in due course. But is there a good selection there to come up with a song that might get us a bit further into the contest than in recent years?
Well, it'd be nice to make the final, wouldn't it? The fact remains that we have six really good songs. Hundreds of entries came in. Obviously, people from the music industry sat down over weeks and weeks to go through these, and we have a very diverse bunch of songs. All of them, I would tell you, should get us through to the final. I know I say that, but you have to listen to them as I have, coldly, and say, okay, there's Johnny Lydon, but what about the rest of them? They're all really strong songs, and I think there's going to be, people are going to be very impressed as they listen to these songs over the next while. But I think it proves, as I say, the fact that these people are involved, there's a relevance that Eurovision continues to have, even more so lately.
Yeah. Well, listen, Marty, thanks very much indeed for that. And just to let people know that you will be able to hear the songs on the Late Late Show over the course of the next number of weeks. But thanks very much for that, Marty.